hours since the January 6th false flag at the United States Capitol, more than 1,500 American citizens have been charged with crimes in an unconstitutional assault on their First Amendment right to free speech and to free assembly, and of course, their right to vote, and then to actually have that vote counted in some sort of a free and fair election. People's lives have been completely destroyed. Their doors have been kicked in. Their families have been held at gunpoint by jackboot FBI thugs. Children have been separated from their parents who've been held in prisons and jails, many of them without trials, all of them without due process. Some January 6th defendants have even committed suicide after relentless attacks from the federal government and Joe Biden's Merrick Garland-run DOJ. And now, in what may be the biggest slap in the face in American criminal justice history, Joe Biden, of course, as all of you know, pardoned his crackhead, pedophilic, criminal, sex trafficking, treasonous son, Hunter. He gave him complete immunity from any and all crimes that he committed against the United States between 2014 and 2024. While peaceful protesters, while pastors, and while parents and grandparents and military veterans who showed up at the People's House on January 6, 2021, remain in the gulag. And now Biden is on his way out. Trump has been installed. He's on his way in. And so the January 6th community has this feeling of newfound hope because President Trump has vowed to issue pardons and clemency to J6 defendants and to bring this terrible chapter of American history of industrial scale political persecution to somewhat of a close, or at least to begin the process of freeing these people or wiping their criminal records clean. And then, of course, starting down the road to restitution. And now that Hunter Biden has been pardoned by his criminal fake president father, Trump should have no problem going right into office and signing a blanket sweeping J6 pardon. And if he doesn't do that, we've got a serious problem because let's face it, Trump has nothing to lose here. He has nothing to lose by going into office and on day one setting each and every one of these people free. The feds have already dropped the J6 charges against Trump himself. And the people who stood up for him and stood next to him and stood up for this country need to be next. And so Trump's return has led to a huge grassroots effort to make sure that he lives up to his promises of pardoning the J6 patriots. Right now, there's a petition going around asking him to do just that. The petition, which you can find at j6pardons.com, reads in part, quote, "Dear President Trump, we, the undersigned, are reaching out to you in solidarity, united by a singular goal, to ensure that the 1,561 political prisoners from January 6, 2021 are all immediately released from prison, home confinement, and freed on day one of your inauguration. We stand together with all these brave souls who have endured heinous political persecution under the Biden regime." It continues, "Mr. President, we stand behind your statements when you promise to pardon or grant clemency to every January 6th hostage. Millions of Americans are now calling for justice and freedom for the most persecuted group of Americans in history. We cannot leave a single patriot behind to rot in the gulag." End quote. Now, this should really be a no-brainer for President Trump. And if he is the real deal, if he's a real one, or if any little part of him is the real deal, and he hasn't been completely purchased by AIPAC and the Adelsons and the swamp that he is supposed to drain, then he will pardon all of these people on day one. That's what we're all praying for, and that's why I implore all of you to sign this petition, which, again, you can find and read in full at j6pardons.com. Again, that's j6pardons.com. And right now, on the Stu Peters Show, once again, we're joined by J6 Patriot Jake Lang, who's in the gulag still. How many days for you now?
1,415 days rotting away as a political prisoner in the Washington, D.C. jail gulag, just about 3 or 4 minute drive from our nation's capital.
Do you agree that President Trump has no excuses and nothing to lose and that this needs to be 100% a blanket pardon?
100%. I mean, there has been so much due process violations, and obviously January 6th was an entrapment from the get-go. So we have the moral high ground here. There are people orbiting around Trump trying to influence his decision to do a selective pardoning and leave some of us behind to rot away in the gulag. And so what this petition is really striking at the heart at is leave no man behind. We cannot allow the deep state to influence Trump to basically abandon some of us here, because some of us have 20, 22-year, 18-year charges, so we could spend the next 20 years in prison. If this is not a sweeping blanket pardon on day one, my life will drastically change. Stu Peters, it's either the next 2 months in jail for me or the next 20 years.
Well, I don't know, man. There's been a lot of speculation about who owns Trump. There's been a lot of speculation about who owns the entire federal government, all of our Congress, the U.S. Senate, and who funded his campaign. And so there's a lot of people who aren't very hopeful about this. Is the petition working? Have many people signed this thing?
Yes, the petition's been gaining so much traction, over 30,000 signatures, and we have a lot of conservative luminaries, people that are close to Trump.
30,000? You would think there would be about 30 million. There needs to be 300 million people signing this thing.
Just great, great people that we've got. A lot of influence in this community, and plus everyday Americans that are signing it too. So I believe that Trump's going to go with his gut instincts, you know, what he's spoken about when he's spoken about us on the fly, saying that all of us are coming home, that he's not going to abandon any of us. And so if he just sticks with that feeling inside his chest, that instinctual feeling to get everybody home, and does not allow himself to be influenced from the outside, I think we're all coming home on January 20th, 2025. So this is a blessing. God spoke to my heart from the first day I was arrested, too, that this thing is not going to end with the slamming of a gavel in a courtroom and some, you know, corrupt two-tier justice Soviet show trial, but that God's going to use his strong arm and deliver us in some miraculous way. And I believe he's going to use Trump in this manner. And so we are very hopeful. This is, I mean, the biggest thing to happen in the January 6th community, you know, after 4 years of straight-up injustice, political persecution, and, you know, a mockery, what's been happening here, selective prosecution, Brady violations, you name it. So we're very hopeful, and this is basically our last stand.
I've said this before on the air. I'll say it again. It surprises the hell out of me that millions of Americans have not physically gone to these gulags where you're being held without due process, many of you without a trial, and physically broken you out. You're being held as prisoners of war on American soil. But I digress. You've got hope that your prayers are going to be answered and that Trump is going to be used in this way. Regarding the petition itself at j6pardons.com, a lot of people have expressed concern for signing this thing because they don't want their name attached to it, because as J6 was a federal op to scare people and to chill patriotism and to say, if you go against the official Orthodox narrative, or if you're a dissident to this government, you'll get slammed down and we will crush you. You were made examples out of, and a lot of people now don't want to speak up for fear of losing their job or being outcast from social groups or being arrested. So to the people who are afraid or apprehensive or cautious about signing this petition, to them, what would you say?
I would say the time for fence sitting has long gone. You know, the summer soldier attitude, this, you know, when it's convenient, we'll support a certain movement attitude, is why America's in the place that it's in right now. And we need brave, strong patriots who are willing to stand in solidarity with the Jan Sixers. At bottom line, we stood up for you guys. We stood up for this country. We put it all on the line. And some of us, there is blood on the Capitol steps. Some of us even lost our lives, like Ashley Babin and Roseanne Boylan, gave the ultimate sacrifice for this country, standing up against a communist coup d'etat, Marxist coup run by Beijing Joe Biden to take this country into a globalist nightmare. And so these patriots that have given their lives, as you mentioned before, some Jan Sixers have committed suicide. I've spent over 900 days in solitary confinement. Our sacrifice is calling to you to be brave enough just to put your signature down on a piece of paper. Remember what our founding fathers did when they signed the Declaration of Independence. They said their lives and their sacred honor was on the line. And so a signature is a sacred thing, and I'm asking for your signature today. Be bold, be brave, because God does not give us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind.
What has the sentiment been from other people that you've talked to who've been persecuted in this way? Have you had any contact with your co-defendants? Jake, your audio is breaking up a little bit. I don't know what's happening, but your audio is breaking up a little bit.
other hand, at every single time they make it, their car repossessed, or their home goes into default and the bank takes it back, or somebody's child starts having some type of mental health disorder because daddy's not there to take care of them. This community has been struggling so much because we understand the persecution in America it's got to a breaking point, and we're bearing the brunt of it. So this community is connected and attached like no other community. When you're under fire, Stu Peters, when you're being attacked from all sides and you can't trust anybody from the outside, then we've united and we've built organizations and prayer groups and prayer warriors. So it's really a struggle being in the center of this movement because you see so much pain and so much dejection, so much loss of family businesses, generational businesses.
You have 1 minute remaining.
It's an ongoing tragedy, and it won't stop when we're all released because people who used to own homes and businesses are going to be going out homeless, looking for apartments, looking to get a new car, looking to even get a cell phone plan and have no money, their entire life savings wiped away by these greedy lawyers. It's been a tragedy, and it's going to be a long road to repave all that we've lost.
J6Pardons.com. Again, J6Pardons.com. I know that you're out of time. I just heard the 1 minute warning. This is a guy who's done an absolute ton. I don't know who else does documentaries from prison. I don't know who else finds the courage to do documentaries, and he has funds that he has raised for his fellow persecuted patriots. Now he's got the petition here. It would be really easy for guys to just cower, for guys to lay crippled in the fetal position and do absolutely nothing, play the poor me act. Well, whatever's going to happen is just going to happen, and accept that as fate. Jake Lang hasn't done that. J6Pardons.com, no man left behind in the gulag. Again, J6Pardons.com, make sure that you get over there. Grab a hold of your testicular fortitude and sign the petition. Join me in doing so. J6Pardons.com. We'll be right back. More of the Stu Peters Show continues next. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about. Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com. A message for parents that love their kids and, of course, want to keep them safe and healthy. It's a health product that you can't ignore. Kids Z-Spike Gummies from the Zelenko Labs Z-Stack supplement line. Now, these aren't just ordinary supplements. These are your child's shield against upcoming health threats and a recovery mechanism to help dissolve and block spike proteins. Of course, inspired by the legendary Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Dr. Z didn't just practice medicine. As you well know, he changed the entire game over the pandemic. He provided counsel on the prevention and treatment of COVID-19, the bioweapon, and the removal of the dangerous and deadly spike proteins from the body. His pioneering work lives on in these gummies, crafted to repair and empower your kids' immune systems. Powerful stuff inside of these things, all based on solid research that you can trust by Zelenko Labs. Vitamin C and dandelion root. These help to cleanse and fortify. Of course, there's a whole lot of other things inside of these Z-Spike gummies as well. Pomegranate peel and bromelain arm and defend against these invaders like the spike proteins that are wishing to enter your kid's body and destroy their health. Targeting those tricky spike proteins is difficult, but not if you have the Z-Spike gummies. All natural, zero artificial junk, low in sugar, and a strawberry flavor that your kids will actually want. This is about more than just avoiding colds. This is about giving your kids a proactive protection and repairing them from damage caused during the pandemic. As we know that there's shedding involved, and parents, they didn't leave you out. You can achieve the same goals for your health and body, pairing Dr. Zelenko's hero products, Z-Spike and Z-Detox, for daily support. Rise up and protect your kids with Dr. Zelenko's Kids Z-Spike Gummies, perfect for kids ages 4 and up. Head over to zstacklife.com/SPN and then use the code for 15% off. The code is SPN. Secure your bottles right now. They have subscriptions too. Remember, this isn't just a supplement, it's a shield. It's Dr. Zelenko's legacy. Shield up with Kids Z-Spike Gummies, the smart way to protect and heal our kids. zstacklife.com/SPN. Again, zstacklife.com/SPN.